1. The Havona Natives. Many of the Havona Natives who serve as teachers in the pilgrim training schools of the Central Universe become greatly attached to the ascending mortals and still more intrigued with the future work and destiny of the Corps of Mortal Finaliters. On Paradise, there is maintained, at the administrative headquarters of the Corps, a registry for Havona volunteers presided over by the Associate of Grand Fonda. Today, you will find millions upon millions of Havona natives upon this waiting list. These perfect beings of direct and divine creation are of great assistance to the mortal core of finality, and they will undoubtedly be of even greater service in the far-distant future. They provide the viewpoint of one born in perfection and divine repleteness. The finaliters thus embrace both phases of experiential existence, perfect and perfected. Havona natives must achieve certain experiential developments in liaison with evolutionary beings, which will create reception capacity for the bestowal of a fragment of the spirit of the Universal Father. The Mortal Finaliter Corps has as permanent members only such beings as have been fused with the spirit of the First Source and Center, or who, like the gravity messengers, innately embody this spirit of God the Father. The inhabitants of the Central Universe are received into the Corps in the ratio of 1 in 1,000, a Finaliter company. The Corps is organized for temporary service in companies of 1,000, the Ascendant Creatures numbering 997, to 1 Havona Native and 1 Gravity Messenger. Finaliters are thus mobilized in companies, but the Finality Oath is administered individually. It is an oath of sweeping implications and eternal import. The Havona native takes the same oath and becomes forever attached to the Corps. The Havona recruits follow the company of their assignment. Wherever the group goes, they go. And you should see their enthusiasm in the new work of the Finaliters. The possibility of attaining the Corps of the Finality is one of the superb thrills of Havona. The possibility of becoming a Finaliter is one of the supreme adventures of these perfect races. The Havona natives are also received, in the same ratio, into the Corps of Conjoint Trinitized Finaliters on Vice Gerrington and into the Corps of Transcendental Finaliters on Paradise. The Havona citizens regard these three destinies as constituting the supreme goals of their supernal careers, together with their possible admission into the Corps of Havona Finaliters.